producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Holiday in Fargo today. We've been doing the convention circuit, and I always love doing them. I really do, because it brings a lot of folks from different constituencies together and a good chance to see them, and we appreciate being here live at the Holiday in Fargo today with our friends from the League of Cities for their 85th annual conference. We're brought to you today by AE2S Nexus. You probably say, well, what's that second part? I've heard of AE2S, but what about Nexus? Well, Sean Gaddy, who's the division manager and a professional engineer himself, someone who just reminded me how darn old I am, is going to join us on the program here to tell us a little bit about that. Mayor Klug, our friend Howard Klug of Williston's here too, and we're going to chat with him and coming up in a few minutes on the program we call What's on Your Mind. We're brought to you today by our friends at Hedolls. That's right, Hedolls has it. We're going to tell you another Hedolls has it a story coming up this hour. Stay tuned for that. We're also brought to you by the good folks at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. I'll tell you what, everything we're going to talk about today that cities are dealing with at the League of Cities and how they can be helped, and a lot about the finances, right? And, okay, we need this project, so where do we get the money from? You know, it's about dollars and cents. Everything would be tougher if the EPA's Clean Power Plan gets its way. Because guess what? Everybody will pay more for power. Simple as that. Now, that means also everybody, as in every manufacturer in that community, and then they have to charge more, right down to the consumer. It takes money out of the economy. Everything will be tougher if the Clean Power Plan becomes a reality. So that would tell me, as Joe Average Citizen, I want to know more about it, which is why I'd love for you to go to the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org, and take 5 minutes, find out what you'd pay under their plan. Take another minute is all it'll take you, and let your members of Congress know you need to stop this. Defund the EPA. Do whatever you got to do. SecureEnergyFuture.org. We are trying to extract more information on John Boehner's decision to resign. That's what we led the show with. Happened moments before we started the show today. I do have a tweet or two out there from Boehner staffers, and they're saying the speaker's plan was to serve only through the end of last year. Again, Congressman Kramer kind of telegraphed this by saying he was termed out. So, but when Eric Cantor lost, that changed the calculation, right? And so he stayed longer than he was planning to stay anyway, and now he's just stayed as long as he wants to stay, and I assume is more worried about the next election, who the speaker will be, and give time for a new speaker to come out. So, anyway, and somebody is making a joke, and a lot of you have been making jokes on my Facebook page about a video I posted last night of the speaker with the Pope on the balcony. And somebody said, well, those tears make a lot more sense today. Now we know, why he's was so emotional. First of all, he always cries. He is just an emotional guy. And second of all, a lot of folks don't know this, but actually I was with Speaker Boehner when he was visiting North Dakota recently, and I introduced him to a priest friend of mine. Father Brian Gross, actually, from up in Watford City. And he told Father Gross and I that he was very excited about the Pope coming, for understandable reasons, but also about something nobody else knew about, and that is that his grandson, his first grandson, his only grandchild, that is just a few months old, newborn, was going to be baptized by Pope Francis. How's that for pretty cool? Anyway, so I imagine that was part of the emotion as well, so... but we really don't know. Lots of reaction pouring in. We'll continue to take it and welcome it at 800-228-0550. I'm going to do this before we chat with Sean because I said I would, and I'll talk more about the itinerary before the end of the hour. But we're going to New York City December 1st through the 5th, and I am so thrilled to be bringing some great listeners along. I've really enjoyed our time with listeners over the years from, we've been to Hawaii and Alaska and... a lot of fun places, a lot of trips to New York City over the years. And so we're going to leave, Tuesday, December 1st, Tuesday, December 1st from either Bismarck or Fargo is what we have planned. You actually can custom design it any way you want and come back on the 5th. That's a Tuesday to a Saturday, and the schedule is just packed with fun. If you want to go, it's only $2,569 per person. And when you see what's all included, you'll say that is a bargain of all time. I mean, meals and breakfasts and Les Mis and you know, a lot of fun. Fox News Channel stop, all of that. So it's a great deal. And the number to call is 952-898-3478. I said that, I mentioned that number twice in case you had a pen ready. I'll give you an extension too. 952-898-3478, extension 228 or 225. Extension 228 or 225. That's up on the Facebook page too, so check it out. So as I mentioned, Sean Gowdy is here, and Sean is the Nexus, AE2S Nexus Division Manager and Professional Engineer, and a native of one of my favorite towns, East Grand Forks, Minnesota. Sean, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Scott?
Wonderful. And we've met before.
We have.
And how old were you when we met?
I was probably 11 or 12 years old.
Wow. So I'm kind of feeling old. How did we meet anyway? I'm sorry I don't remember this, Sean.
Going way back, I can't imagine you would remember it. A specific young little youth hockey player playing hockey in the Grand Forks area. But we met when you were actually providing or working a hockey tournament that I was playing in, and you had agreed to do the announcing for that youth hockey tournament. And as a bunch of 11 and 12 year old brats, we thought it was pretty cool to have a guy like Scott Hennon announcing our names, playing hockey at that age. So very cool.
That's so cool. I think Jeff Bowen might line that up. My buddy is best man at my wedding and a former Sioux himself, but an East Grand Forks hockey booster.
Yep.
I think he wanted me to come and you know, use the line I used for many years, calling announcing the University of North Dakota hockey games in Eagleston Arena, when I'd say something you can't say anymore. You know,
yep.
Here come your Fighting Sioux.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
We probably had to figure that in. Even though, here come your East Grand Forks Green Wave. Wouldn't work quite the same, but yeah. Anyway, that's a pretty cool story. Well, that's a few years ago.
Yes. Yep. I've grown up.
I enjoyed my 18 years in the Grand Forks minor league. You reminded me of that today. And now you're working for a great company, AE2S. We should tell folks who are, I think most folks are familiar, but just a little bit about AE2S, first of all.
Yeah, AE2S is an engineering environmental consulting firm. We do a lot of water-related engineering work as well as municipal engineering work, and then we have a lot of support services around those areas. Areas such as the area that I work within, AE2S Nexus. We actually are what I would call sister company now. We've separated ourselves from the company and are a standalone LLC now, and we do a lot of work in support of the types of things that AE2S as a company does. That work is really centered around the financial related aspects of engineering and infrastructure. So as we think about utility and municipal financial health, as we think about infrastructure asset management and the things that go into that, as well as funding and financing, and in addition to that,
you know, the state and federal programs, everybody has a different program, right? None of them are the same.
Correct.
I mean, so is it you know, a way for these cities to go, my gosh, I can't keep this straight. Who has what and where can we get and what's available to us? You help there too?
Right. Correct. We do. You know, as you go state to state, you know, we work all across the upper north central region of the United States, where Minnesota, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, getting into places like Wyoming, Wisconsin as well. As we think about going state to state and the programs that each administer, we help kind of navigate the weeds as to what's involved and finding funding in each of those states.
Now, you do this North Central Utility Rate Survey every year. Good example of, you know, the kind of data you can help folks with and then consult on. What is that survey for folks that don't know?
The rate survey is a way for communities to benchmark themselves against one another. Really, when you think competitiveness, when it comes to rates, you know, what are we charging for water, wastewater, sewer, refuse-type services? And how do we compare to our peer cities? And so that survey is really organized in a broad sense, looking at the different types of systems, whether it's a groundwater system or a surface water system. You know, what are they charging their customers for that service? And that as well by region and customer size. And so we'll look individually and organize that information by states, and then we'll look as well by the size of communities within within those areas.
I understand that a lot of the cities that you work with love the fact that, hey, okay, I'm working with Sean here, and Sean's an engineer, so he gets that, but he's also a financial expert. So I really put those two together. That's pretty unique, isn't it?
Yeah, I never thought when I was getting my degree in engineering that I would that there was even people doing a job like this. So, it's fun work. It's kind of a niche between that accounting, financial world, and engineering world, and we're really helping, and it is our tagline, bridging that gap to close and figure out the solutions that are in between each of those areas of expertise.
Steve Breen kind of, set the course, didn't he? I mean, that's what a great leader in that regard.
Yeah, Steve likes to say when we started this portion of the company that we found some blue ocean. I don't know if you've ever read the book Blue Ocean Strategy, but an area where not a lot of people were providing solutions, and kind of found a little niche area where we were able to employ that blue ocean strategy.
Great story. So you're going to come back bottom of the hour and bring Mayor Klug with you, I understand, right?
Yes.
All right. So we'll talk a little bit about, exactly how, some examples of how this is working, and talk about a community that has a lot of oil banks and having the real financial pressures there. So looking forward to that. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, thank you.
Sean Gatti from AE2S Nexus, live from the Holiday Inn today in the League of Cities meeting. More coming up in your calls next.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
I got a hankering for bacon like this texter. What do you say, Todd? Every time we mention bacon, each time I hear your plug for Cloverdale bacon, I'm reminded of a what did they say? Bacon wrapped bacon? What's a bacon wrap?
Bacon with a side order of bacon. That was a text from Canada, or at least from the 204 area code. So.
Is that right? Well, I hope they have Cloverdale bacon in Canada. If not, get down here and buy some.
Given that it's from a Canadian area code, it may be Canadian bacon and not. I mean, do they call Canadian bacon up there Canadian bacon?
I don't know, yeah. I don't know. Canadian bacon. Canadian bacon.
In which case, it may be a whole different thing than what you and I are thinking about. But
well, here's what
still
I suggest.
Sounds good either way.
It does, yeah. What I'd suggest for the fellow from Canada that likes the bacon wrapped bacon with a side of bacon, which, by the way, I did enjoy yesterday at. Was at Randy's on the South University, as a matter of fact. It's Cloverdale Bacon on the side of it. Having lunch with the great Gene Nicholas, as a matter of fact. Longtime chair of the Ag Committee and a House leader for a lot of years out of Candu, North Dakota. I hadn't seen Gene for a while, and I don't know if folks know this, but Gene had a stroke and actually had quite a battle, but now is completely just healed up, looking great, and it's really amazing. In fact, he tells me a story, a longtime friend of Jack and Betsy Dalrymple, Gene and Connie Nicholas, right? So he's in the hospital, and he is really worried that his leg literally is not moving. It's not moving. I mean, he could, like, barely, he was showing me, like, barely just move a little bit, you know, when the nurse would ask. And he was on the phone one night with Governor Dalrymple, who called shortly after this had happened to say, how you doing and how's it going, and just checking in, you know, being a good friend. And while the governor was on the phone, his leg all of a sudden moved to the degree it hadn't forever. So he called it, the great miracle call from the governor. So anyway, he's doing well. For folks that don't know, it's good to see him. And we did have bacon just to make sure he can, you know, because, you know, it actually was some blood thinners. He had too many of it. It wasn't anything, you know, diet-wise or blood pressure or anything else that caused it. But speaking of the bacon, when you call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, we'll get you right on the radio here today. We also get to remind you that the West Fargo Family Fair is the place that Cloverdale Big Flavor Wagon will be from 2 until 6 today for another tour stop. And they have the brats, 2 for $6. They have the 28-ounce tangy Cloverdale summer sausage, only $8.99. And those are good through Sunday at all of the Family Fair locations in Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo. So check that out. And also, that telephone number one more time. Do I say numbers too fast, Todd? Is that a curse that I have?
It's a curse I have too. So
those of us in radio, we just say the number so many times.
Yeah.
I'm interested in getting more information about your trip to New York City, December 1 through the 5. And you know what? I can tell you. In fact, I just saw Bismarck Mayor Mike Seminary, who said he was going to stop by at some point and say hi to us. And his mother went on a trip, I forget, Hawaii, Alaska, somewhere, maybe New York, and to this day, she's a dear friend. So, Arlene Seminary. So, a lot of folks that have come on these trips over the years, we've gotten to be good friends with, and it really is fun. The late mayor of Fargo, Denny Wallaker, and his wife came along on a trip we did to Hawaii. So, we love taking our listeners on trips, having a good time. And we don't just, you go do your thing, we do our thing. We're together, we're at dinner, we're at Trump Cafe, we're at the Cotton Club, we're going to Broadway shows, we're... You know, going to Times Square, it's really fun. So anyway, nice and slow, that number is 952-898-3478. 952-898-3478, extension 228 or 225, and $2,569 per person based on double occupancy. Great deal. There's a gentleman on the phone right now on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline that I mentioned earlier, Bruce DeNuser. And Bruce owns a business in downtown Fargo called the Nutrition Club. And he came to work early this morning, still dark outside, to find something very disturbing. Bruce, are you there?
Yes, I am, Scott.
So the sun's up now. First of all, for folks that don't know, tell them what you found. What did you find?
We open at 6 in the morning, and I'm the one that generally opens the club. We put an American flag up on our club early on in March when we first started, and we just had a light put up a couple weeks ago, so now we can leave the flag up 24 hours. I didn't even happen to look up. I came kind of from the west carrying stuff in, but the first customer in says, Bruce, you didn't burn stuff up front? And I said, No. He says, well, some plastic or something's been out there, on your sidewalk. I said, what are you talking about? So we went out, and bear in mind, the only light is this light from above, because it's a very dark avenue, 10th Avenue, 510 10th Avenue North. And sure enough, on the ground there, on the sidewalk, is this pile of ashes, but it's kind of like it's burned something synthetic. And Marty looks up and says, oh, there it is. And we'll look up, and our flagpole has nothing but some strips of ashes hanging from it. And so our American flag had been burned.
Unbelievable. And I mean, burned to the point that there's nothing left recognizable that it's even was your flag, right?
Oh, yeah, just everything. There was a later we're looking at maybe a half inch of blue that was kind of wrapped around the pole that didn't burn, but otherwise it's completely cinders. I suspect there's some accelerant added to it because I don't know. I've never burned. Nylon, I don't know how you could burn that fast with just a match, but there's a statement there of some sort.
What are the, you told me earlier the Fargo police have been notified, and we had an emailer say, look at the sentry code in North Dakota. It says if you publicly humiliate the flag or discriminate or stomp upon it, you're guilty of a Class A misdemeanor. Is the Fargo Police Department taking this seriously as far as a crime being committed here?
Well, I thought their attitude was positive and reinforcing. They were concerned from the vandalism aspect. It's obviously has vandalism involved because it's our property, not theirs. But the building wasn't hurt. The flag hangs close to wood siding, and there's no damage done to the building. So I think it's a statement, and both officers were. Very supportive, you might say. Want me to stay in touch with them if I find anything else or know anything else. But it strikes home so close. You have a tendency to take it very personal. But and then you get calm again and you say, well, nah, they're making a statement against the United States. And then you think a little further and you say, wait a minute. Either I support the United States or I don't, and I got the flag up, so it is very personal. I bet it wasn't done by anybody that's ever met me. I bet it wasn't done by somebody that ever shopped or been in our nutrition club. Incidentally, it's the name of the business is Off-Broadway Nutrition. I was so rattled the first time I spoke with you guys, I just called it, Nutrition Club. There's lots of nutrition clubs in town,
No, I understand you being rattled, Bruce. I really do, and I appreciate you sharing the details of the story. And when a flag is burned at a business in downtown Fargo, it's disturbing. I mean, on many levels. And as a listener points out, in the Century Code, also a misdemeanor. So we'll look forward to a resolution to it. Best of luck to you with the Off Broadway Nutrition Club. Hang on a second, if you would. We'll have to get that off air. More coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Ports to Flames Conference is coming to Williston October 6th through the 8th. Register to visit the fastest growing small city in America. Take a bus tour of Williston's infrastructure growth, the energy or agriculture industries. Network with investors and business leaders from across North America. And hear from renowned speakers who will explore the economic outlooks in Canada and Mexico. Register today for the 18th annual Ports to Flames Conference, October 6th through the 8th in Williston. For more information, visit PortsToFlames.com. PortsToFlames.com.
Sooner or later, North Dakota will have another severe drought, and the Red River Valley will have significant water shortages. Learn how the Red River Valley Water Supply Project can ensure water for our future. Come to the Garrison Diversion Conference, When the Valley Turns Dry, Thursday, October 1st at the Ramada Plaza Suites and Conference Center in Fargo. It's free, but pre-registration is requested. Call the Garrison Diversion Conservancy District at 701-652-3194.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We're back. North Dakota League of Cities 85th Annual Conference is where we're broadcasting from, Holiday Inn, South Fargo. We'll talk with one of those city leaders in just a moment today on the program, brought to you in part by our friends at Heedalls. Heedalls has it, you know. They have the auto parts you need when you need it. And I was chatting with Jim McDonald. He is one of the leaders at the Sydney Heedalls location, and been there about 20-plus years. And actually left the oil industry. He was in the oil industry in Montana and then came over to the auto parts industry and just absolutely loves it. Said, you know, in fact, he loved Heedalls. My dad always got his parts here, good place to go, nice people work here, good business. And he's a car guy, as most of the Heedalls folks are. A 72 pickup he was working when he was first doing it. 72 Chevy, actually. His first car was a 68 Camaro, so he's a Chevy guy all the way, kind of a burnt orange. And loves working on cars, helps friends out even when they need something. And said his brother was a tractor guy, same with his dad, but he's just a car guy all the way. And he is a counter professional at Heedalls. So you walk in, whatever you need, he's going to find it for you. So he has the ASE certification for auto parts and a few other ones like brakes, as well as many of them are at Heedalls. Tell him Scott sent you. Heedalls has it. You'll find them all throughout North Dakota, western Montana, South Dakota, and western Minnesota as well. More of our conversation now. And by the way, we do have one breaking news story today. A lot of breaking news today. John Boehner resigning. We're talking about that. The Pope in the United States. Talked to Monsignor Shea about that. Got a burning flag in downtown Fargo. And I understand a bus and a semi. And one of our listeners called and said it was trucks, multiple trucks. But for sure a bus and a semi have collided near Kindred. There are injuries, is all we know. So pray about that. We'll try and find out what's going on there and get you an update as best we can here coming up in a little bit. We were chatting earlier with Sean Gaddy, who is the division manager for AE2S Nexus and a professional engineer with AE2S Nexus as well. And he brought along a special guest with him this time. You're bringing along your friends from the League of Cities here, right, Sean?
That's the plan, yeah.
Yes, Mayor Howard Klug. Wellston is back with us on What's On Your Mind. How are you, Mr. Mayor?
Very good.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
You just told me about your drive here from Wellston. That's the most creative drive ever. I like that. Is Wellston to Fargo via Hope Page and Devil's Lake, right?
Absolutely.
And a few other places. How was the drive?
It was great. Once we got out of the truck traffic and into the Minot area, it's nice traveling through eastern North Dakota.
That's great. Now, we have Williston here. We talked earlier about the things that AE2S Nexus does, and Mayor Kluge represents Williston. Give us an example of the advice and the consulting, as well as the data that you help Williston with, Sean.
So we've been working with Williston for a number of years. I think, you know, going way back to when we worked on their water plant originally, well over a decade ago, I believe it was. But specifically the work that we've been doing within my division, we've been helping Williston really take a look at what is it going to mean to grow as a city the way they have been. And they know quite well what it's looked like to this point, but we've really been helping them forecast 5-6 years down the road. What is it going to look like when Williston's 40,000, 50,000 people, helping them benchmark themselves against other communities that size, delivering similar types of services, and what will that mean for Williston's employee growth? What will it mean for their fleet and infrastructure needs, and really helping them quantify and put together a financial picture around that. So as they consider their local revenues, as they consider the states that they're the revenues that they're receiving from outside sources, such as the state and the federal government related to airport projects, those types of things, how are they going to fit all of those pieces of the puzzle together to help them really come up with a plan of attack for funding and making their way through this stressful time? I think the mayor would say it's a stressful but exciting time in Williston.
So what Sean just described there, tell me how you like that, how you use that, what that means in the way of a difference in serving your citizens.
One of the things that AE2S did for us is that they went out and looked at similar-sized cities in the upper Midwest and into Montana and to Wyoming, and they said, okay, Williston, if you were the size of Billings or if you were the size of Rock Springs, Wyoming, or something like that, and that's information that we can use now, because it tells us what step we need to be as we go from 30 to 40 to 50, and hopefully somewhere down the future we'll be at 60,000 people. That's information that I can't just readily grab off the Internet or something like that, and that's why that their research and stuff like that tells us where we should be, what marks we should be at. And then from there, they're also helping us with things that are unprecedented. Like, nobody else has built an airport in the United States in the last how many years? 15 years that a new airport hasn't been built. That's new for them, and it's new for us. But with their financing expertise, they're telling us, this is where you need to be. This is what you're going to have to do. I don't think anybody else in North Dakota is building a new $115 million wastewater treatment plant. And they are helping us. As a matter of fact, they're doing most of the work on that, those kind of things. And then also with our water out there, with the WAS, those are all big projects. And then our city engineer, Bob Hansen, I don't know how he does it. Any one time he has 15 projects or 16 projects on his plate that are not little ones. I mean, these are million-dollar projects that he's trying to juggle, and that's where it's nice to have firms such as AE2S and others that come in and help us with all those projects.
And what you just described is mind-boggling. You're managing it all. I have a little bit of a theory. I call what we're in right now in the way of, that coming off a torrent pace, almost a chaotic pace. Certainly was chaotic for Williston and cities like yourself and Watford and a few others in the epicenter of this oil development. It was chaotic, right? The price drops and things slow down, right? So I call it a pause. We're a bit of a pause, right? Because at some point it's going to maybe not come back to quite that chaotic pace, but come back to something. Has it been good in some ways, the pause, so you're able to do more things like that and take advantage of let's take a step back here. Let's look at what if we're 40? What if we're 50? What if we're 60,000 people? I mean, it's never good when somebody loses their job. I don't want to diminish that, right? And the economic harm it can do to people and companies that fold or whatever. But from your perspective, as a leader of a city, are there good elements of the pause that allow you to plan better?
Absolutely. As my banker, Dave Hansen, says, this isn't a slowdown. This is a calm down. And as you said, it was a pause. It's not really a stop. It's a calming period that we can go forward and say, all right, we did all the planning. We've done all the work. The vision is out there. How many of these projects, what's real critical? And those are the ones that we're still pedal to the metal on to make sure that when this returns, we're ready for those kind of things. There are other projects out there that we're looking at, and we're planning for that.
Let's see. Dee has a call for our guest here. I guess a question for these two gentlemen, Dee.
Yeah, good morning. This is for the AEQ guy. We're a hydraulic selection directing company, and we've had a bunch of questions on guys that just, I guess, some of these smaller towns that are still drawing off of, you know, some of these smaller dams.
Hey, Dee?
They know all they need is a clean out, but yeah, you guys can help with financing on that?
All right, we're not having the best luck hearing you, Dee. First of all, can you pick up? Are you able to, without getting the...
Give me a second here.
You know, for all the great technology out there, isn't it amazing how hands-free you sound like Tim?
Is that better?
That's better, yeah. So you said you were a what company?
Is that better?
It is, yeah.
Pardon me. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, what it is basically we're a hydraulic suction dredging company, and we get questions all the time on some of these smaller towns that are, you know, they're looking for financing just to dig out their, because they draw off like a small lakes and stuff like that, like the smaller dams. And they know all they need is their intake cleaned out. But you guys help with financing on that?
Yes, we do, for sure.
So I can pass them to you guys? Okay.
Yeah, there are...
Because some of it doesn't need redesign. They just need their intakes cleaned. You know, or
right.
At least dug out around it, you know, 20,000-30,000 yards. I mean, it's nothing, no big deal, but it's something that they don't, you know, they don't know how to do, or they never know where to find financing on.
Yeah, and our company, you know, the engineering side of things, you know, assessing what that problem is and how we may be able to get up there, get in there and come up with some solutions for, one, not only how do we fix the problem, but how do we keep it from occurring again,
and then,
how do we find solutions?
A lot of it is just silting problems, you know. I mean, you know, you get 271 dams in the state, and all of them are 50-75% silted in. It's like, well, hello.
Yep.
You know. So... But, yeah, I was just wondering if anyway I can get some, you guys got some contact info or you guys can say it on the air and I'll just drop you down on the road here somewhere.
How do they get a hold of you?
Oh, you could just call us directly. I'm actually located in our Grand Forks office. That number is 701-746-8087.
Okay. 701-7.
Sounds good, Dee. Thanks for the call. Good luck to you. Appreciate the call. I'm glad you're listening out there. Thanks a ton. 800-228-0550. Here's another call. I'm not sure if it's a direct question, but something, a comment, at least on Garrison. See if either one of you want to tackle this one. Go ahead and roll it, Todd, if you would.
Okay. I got to make sure I got the right one here. There we go.
I keep on hearing an ad on the radio touting this Garrison diversion going to the Red River Valley in time of the drought or something. Well, you know, if there's a drought in the Red River Valley, chances are there's a drought out here in western North Dakota, too. So why would we want to draw down on Lake Sakakawea through the Garrison diversion to get water out to Fargo or Grand Forks, for that matter? Wouldn't it make a little more sense to maybe draw water from Devil's Lake? You know, there's thousands of acres of land that are underwater now because of the growing Devil's Lake. But yet, whenever there's a water project coming up, everybody wants to take it from Lake Sakakawea or the Missouri River. Well, if there's a drought, that's going to be low, too. So, you know, you got billions and billions and billions of gallons of water up in Devil's Lake that they want to get rid of. Why can't we start capping that out? I don't understand it.
Well, I guess I would, and I'm not intimately involved in the study that's gone on in terms of the water resources and availability, but I do know that there was quite a bit of study that happened here over the last 20 or so years, specifically some study performed by the United States Bureau of Reclamation, where they performed what they call a needs and options report for drought circumstances and where would water be available. And that report, you know, looked at a number of things, including exactly what you just said, Devil's Lake, Lake of the Woods, you know, northwest Minnesota, where are all those water resources at and what's going to likely be available in times of a drought, and ultimately landed on the best solution for all of those things explored being Lake Sakakawea, considering the amount of volume that's there.
Interesting. So asked and answered, really, is what you're saying. Appreciate it. More with these two guests when we come back live on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Together with our 12-member board of farmer leaders and 5-member staff, we are 100% committed to delivering value to producers. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable. Considerable thought and due diligence goes into every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. We ask two questions in the boardroom. How will this investment bring value to you? And how will this investment create demand for our soybeans? If we cannot answer these questions with a high degree of confidence, we do not fund the program. We will continue working hard to ensure our soybean industry remains strong, viable, and well-positioned for the future.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When building a home, you have a lot of decisions to make, from the carpet to the cabinets to the appliances. With Gate City Bank, there's one decision you won't have to worry about, your interest rate. Because Gate City Bank lets you lock in your interest rate up to 12 months in advance. And that's a better way to build. Get started at GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Register today for the 9th Annual Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference. The full-day event is Tuesday, October 13th at Bismarck State College's National Energy Center of Excellence. Speakers include Chief Economist for ConocoPhillips, Marianne Kaa, U.S. Senators Heidi Heitkamp and John Hoeven, Congressman Kevin Cramer, North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple, and many more. See the agenda and registration information online at energynd.com/events.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. Again, that's vanishingcash.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Cities is gathering in Fargo, 85th Annual Conference, and AE2S Nexus is a major sponsor and have also brought us to the Holiday Inn in Fargo today to broadcast live and talk a little bit about some of the things that will be discussed right here at this gathering. And we're enjoying it very much. We're chatting with Sean Gaddy, and Sean is with AE2S Nexus as well as the mayor of Williston, Howard Klug. And I've been talking a little bit about how these two work together with these projects and trying to get to where you may get. Where do you think you're going to get? What's your number on where Williston is going to land, Mayor Klug? 54,000. Wow, there you go. Narrow that right down. Yeah. You know, you really, with the percentage of growth, that's not at all out of the ballpark, and some might even say a little conservative, right?
Some people say that we could get to be 100,000 people. We'd be the next Fargo out east. But, no, I think that region-wise, we're going to be right there about the size of Minot, somewhere in that area.
Sean, rough numbers. What does Williston need in the way of capital improvement projects to be a 54,000 person community?
Our most recent analysis for Williston, working with all the various department heads, Howard mentioned Bob Hansen, many great individuals working with the city that we've worked with to this point to help really come up with a forecast. And we've got Williston's total capital needs by 2020 at about $925 million. So that's quite a bit of work in the next 5 years to get them there.
And if I was to call Governor Dalrymple or, you know, folks in the appropriation committees in the House and the Senate and say, what are you penciling in there? What do you think it's going to be? How close would it be to that? What kind of a gap is there, Mayor Kluge?
Oh, I think there's probably a gap of
roughly $290 million is where we have it right now.
$290 million, $300 million is what the gap is.
Now, I think the next question would be, you know, Williston's going to have what it needs, Dickinson's going to have what it needs, Watford's going to have what it needs. You trust me, guys. They kind of basically have said all along, you know, we're going to meet these needs. And obviously sometimes it's a little, let's do a one-time funding for infrastructure, whatever. Mm-hmm. Are you getting what you need? Or do you think that there's still yet an argument that needs to be made on what Sean's given us in the way of dollars needed for projects?
Obviously, we're not getting what we need. Should have been able to do a lot of these projects over the last 5 to 7 years when this was ramping up. And right now, though, we are in a mode that we're going to do what we can, and we're going to get it done one way or the other. We're going to go back and find some funding sources and also use other tools that we have to make sure that all these needs are met. With that being said, then, if there's some part of this formula that's just not working, we as frugal North Dakotans, we're going to cut those. You know, we're just going to cut that out and so find some ways to save some money.
And you're never going to get to a point where they're just going to put it in your drawer. Here you go, Howard. Just put it right there in the drawer and then use it when you need it, right? I mean, you've got to make the case. You've got to go in there. I'm saying, do you think you'll get it? I mean, do you think, to this point, have you gotten what you absolutely needed? Or do you think there's more that needs to be done in recognition in Bismarck of what needs to be done in Williston and other communities?
Absolutely. You know, the state of North Dakota has been piling up money in buckets, and those monies can be redistributed out to western North Dakota. But with that being said, overall, North Dakota has to be conservative. It's a downward trend in oil, and we're seeing those numbers in the price of oil, the sales tax dollars, and other things. So we have to look what's going on, but as anybody in business knows, that when it's a slowdown time, it's time to fix your machinery. It's time to do the things for when this comes back, and it's going to come back so that we're ready. We're ready to help the rest of the state, and at that point, the coffers will be full again. I really believe that.
Very interesting. And Sean, your take?
I would just echo and build upon what Howard said as far as doing what they're going to have to do locally, as well as working with the state to find the resources. If we look back a year, at this time last year, we showed that funding gap to 2020 being about $475 million. Williston didn't do that all on their own. They had some great help from the state in terms of the surge funding that was released to them. One interesting thing to note on that surge funding, though, however, is that you basically spent all of that 60-some-odd million dollars in one year. And so, you know, the big question is next year, before we get to the next legislative session, how will Williston handle those same types of projects, those same types of needs, without having that type of money released to them to help close that gap?
And if anybody's been watching the headlines this week, this job's going to get all that much tougher.
It will.
Without
it
any
will.
Question of the dollars coming in. Fascinating conversation, gentlemen. Appreciate being at the North Dakota League of Cities 85th Annual Conference with our friends from AE2S Nexus. We're doing Bismarck next week for AE2S. Looking forward to that. Is it Thursday, Stace? We're going to be up there. Yeah, so looking forward to that as well. And also going to be up at the Ports to Plains Conference in Williston, which is a big deal. Williston's hosting that Ports to Plains, so we'll see you there, Mr. Mayor.
Excited for that one, too.
Yeah, that'll be a dandy.
Very, very nice.
Yeah, it will. And if folks have not yet signed up, it's the 18th annual Ports to Plains Conference, October 6th through the 8th in Williston. Navigating the Future is the theme of the conference on economic development and the relationship to transportation infrastructure. And you can go to ports2plains.com or call Jenny at 701-774-9041 if you want to be there. Also brought to you today by our friends at Pipers Auction Company. And Pipers has some upcoming land auctions that have incredible cropland auctions in Emmons and Eddy and Lemoore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Dunn, Hettinger, Slope. My all-time favorite, Clay and Norman, I forgot a few in Minnesota, too, but the Piper's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event is next month already. That's the one out by Medora with all that pheasant and deer hunting land. Call Piper's, 877-700-4099 for your catalog, or go to Piper's.com. God bless you, folks. We'll see you Monday on What's On Your Mind. Bye-bye. The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want? They'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help
help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.